Triple M Footy lives on Listener. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Reedy's Mail.
Welcome, Reedy. And I hear the Tigers, Shane Richardson, saying that they're going to keep Stefano Utukamanu.
Well, they're certainly going to try hard, Jude, because obviously he's a man in demand at the moment. He's got those clauses in his contract. He's got two clauses in his contract. One, if they miss the top eight, he's free to leave at the end of the season. The other one is he's picked on the State of Origin side. He's got to stay for another year. So, I mean, just about every club in the game is keeping an eye on developments over the next, particularly over the next 4 or 5 weeks, just to see whether Stefano makes the Origin side. If he doesn't, then they're all going to be queuing up to talk to him. Look, Richard, I spoke to Richard today about the situation. He had a chat to Stefano's management in the pre-season. They haven't spoken again since. There are plans to speak in coming weeks about Stefano, not to devoid those contracts, but to try and extend Stefano. Yep. My gut feeling is that won't happen. I think regardless of what happens, if the 2025 year of the contract, it does come into effect, I think Stefano will be a free agent or he'll be up for grabs on November 1. He'll look to go to market. It's just the sense I get. As I said, Richo's trying really hard. They want to keep the kid. They love him. Benji loves him. I've spoken to Benji about him numerous times. He's playing really good football at the moment. But we know in this game at the moment, there's so many clubs that are desperately chasing middle forwards, in particular props. And he's one of the best ones who's potentially about to come on the market. So there are a lot of clubs watching the situation really closely just to see how it unfolds.
And Reedman, we know South Sydney have got the bye this week, but what's the latest there, mate? They can't hide from the news.
They can't. Look, they've had a tough week, actually. Young kid named Leon Tahau, who's a member of the top 30, young fella, who they've got big things for. He actually collapsed the training yesterday. It was rushed to hospital. He's still in hospital now, undergoing testing and observation. So they've sort of been rocked by that. They can't avoid the drama at the moment. The other big thing that's going on is obviously the situation at the club. David Ferner's come in this week to help out. And I believe Russell Crowe's back in town. So with Rusty back in town, I reckon we'll see, look, at least some high-level talks going on about the future. Obviously the coaching situation's the biggest issue in that and what happens with Jason Demetrio. You know, you've also got Russ, talk about Shane Richardson potentially going back there. He's very close to Russell. And I think power brokers at that club and that footy club are going to spend the coming weeks not only thrashing out the coaching future, but also their future off the field and how that club operates, because there seems to be a lot of people going off and doing their own thing at the moment. But their more immediate concern is young Leon Tahau. They're hopeful he'll be all right. As I said, he's undergoing testing now in hospital. They're optimistic he should get a positive response to that, but fingers crossed he's okay, the young fella.
And Reedy, James Fisher-Harris, mate, this deal came out of nowhere, mate. You guys, I'm not sure, you guys are the best in the business. You even missed this. How do they keep this a secret? How did it all happen, mate?
I know. Yeah. It's genius, Del, isn't it? Look, it all happened. I'll tell you what helped. It happened really quickly. You know, people look at this deal and they think, how can this have happened fast? It really only kicked off Monday morning. Mm. Because obviously James has got some personal reasons he wants to head back home. I've got to say, I really applaud Penrith for the way they've handled this. I think they view it as a goal. Like James Fisher-Harris has been a loyal servant to that club. He's done a lot to help them win 3 premierships in a row. I think most people think if he's not the best front row in the comp, he's probably on the podium. So, to give him up is a big commitment by Penrith, but I think they felt like he'd done a lot for them and it was time that they did something for him. The Warriors moved in quickly. He wanted to go back to New Zealand. They've lost Adam Fanua-Blake. And he's a perfect fit to slot back in there and cover for Adam Fanua-Blake. So, big kudos to the Warriors for what they've done there.
Reedy, everyone's interested to know what the Panthers are going to do with the extra salary cap space for the likes of Taruva and others. What do you reckon?
Well, I'm not sure about Taruva. I think obviously their priority is a prop, and the news came out today that Stefano Utukamanu is one of those guys, and I'd imagine they'll get their chance with Stefano because that was expected November 1, regardless of what happens with those clauses in his contract. So they'll be given a chance, I think, to speak to Stefano. And I think most people are going to think he's the next prop whose future needs to be determined. Beyond him, I'm not sure what direction they're going. They've got some good kids coming through the system, guys like Lindsay Smith, and they re-signed a young prop they've got today, played for New South Wales under 19 team. So, as always, there's people coming through the production line, but I guess all eyes are on Stefano, not just the Penrith, but across the game, and they'll bide their time, keep some cash up their sleeve, and see what happens on November 1 with him.
Well, Reedy Manley, another start of the season really well, mate. Nathan Brown, they're talking to him about a new deal.
Yeah, he's been outstanding, hasn't he? He was unbelievable the other week, coming off the back at Brookvale Oval. So I think Manley decided he warrants at least a discussion over another year in his contract. Mm. The other guy that's worth keeping an eye on is Matt Lodge. He makes his comeback this weekend. He's off contract at the end of the year. Good mate of the great Aaron Woods. He's been talking him up deluxe all week. So, interesting to see how Lodge
comes back. Couldn't get the phone out of his face the other day at training, Reedy.
With a tape recorder, would you? What are you talking about?
Is that what they called?
Anyway, the big fella's keen to sort his future out as well. But Nathan Brown's first cab off the rank. Then they'll obviously look at Lodgy. They want to see him play some football. And then maybe if there's any money left, Woods will come back.
Oh, no, Woods is done, mate. Woods is done.
Del put a fork in him a while ago.
No.
Look, the people's Reedy, champ.
Enjoy your footy, mate. Have a good one.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M. Triple M footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.